China and Taiwan have been rivals for decades, ever since the Chinese nationalists fled to the island after losing a civil war to the communists in 1949. In recent years, China has threatened to use force, if necessary, to prevent Taiwan from declaring independence. Following the March election of a Taiwanese president, Beijing perceives as less independence-minded than its predecessor, cross-strait relations improved quickly. One concrete indication of better ties is an agreement both sides signed earlier this month for regular direct flights between five mainland Chinese cities and Taiwan. The weekend flights start July 4th. The Chinese government's Taiwan Affairs Office spokeswoman, Fan Li Qing, says there will be ceremonies to mark the first time in modern history mainland Chinese tour groups visit the island. She says such ceremonies will be held in Beijing, Guangzhou, Shanghai, and Xiamen, which have all hosted cross-straits flights before during major Chinese holidays. In Nanjing, there also will be ceremonies marking the first time ever for that city to host direct flights to Taiwan. Meanwhile, other improvements in bilateral relations include the return of China's main state-run news agency, Xinhua, to Taiwan after a three-year hiatus. Under the new agreement, Xinhua reporters can stay on the island for 3 months, not just 1 month, as had been the case previously. The Chinese spokeswoman also discussed the status of two pandas China has offered to Taiwan as a goodwill gesture.
正台大熊猫团团和圆圆已经于6月18日转移到了。
Fan says Tuan Tuan and Yuan Yuan were transferred to a different area of China's main panda breeding center following a massive earthquake that struck nearby. She says they have adapted to their new environment and are in good condition. She says the two pandas can be delivered to the island in November or December. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.